So just recently, a brand new Heartland Dental office has opened in my town, and I've been very closely following them and following their marketing strategy to see, like, what are they doing? Heartland Dental's strategy has really changed in the last few years, especially since the pandemic and beyond. Heartland Dental used to buy dental practices, and that was their business model, is they would partner with other dentists. They called it partner because technically corporate organizations are not supposed to own dental offices in many states, so they partner with the dentist to manage the business. But the reality is, if you really look at the fine print of these documents, Heartland Dental owns these practices. The dentists are selling their practice to Heartland Dental. But recently, Heartland Dental has more and more and more been doing startups, which they call de novo practices. I spoke to someone who's actually an employee at Heartland Dental, pretty high up in the organization, and this employee was telling me about how, yeah, Heartland Dental is changing their strategy, and over the next few years, they're going to be focusing more and more on their de novo practices and less on trying to acquire existing practices. I'm going to show you how this is actually bad news for associate dentists, but for dentists that want to become practice owners, this is actually very good news. So first off, for the vast majority of dentists, I do not recommend that you do a startup. I recommend that you do an acquisition. The reason is simple. When you do a startup, you are not going to have patients on your schedule at first unless you do a lot of marketing. But when you do an acquisition, you can have a full schedule the first day you start working. It is not uncommon for dentists who do acquisitions to make hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars their first year of ownership. I made $700,000 my first year after doing an acquisition. But I know of dentists who have done startups who haven't made money for 4 or 5 years, and some never make money because they go out of business. The truth is, I'm a very average guy, a very average dentist, but I made the acquisition work, and I know some dentists who are much better than me, much better clinicians, way smarter than me in so many ways that have tried to do startups and have failed. So if acquisitions are so much smarter than startups, why is Heartland Dental switching to these startup de novo practices? There are three main reasons that Heartland Dental is able to do a startup while other dentists are not. Number one is that Heartland Dental can afford to lose money for many years before they are profitable. Are some of their startups profitable right away? Yes, of course. And if you talk to Heartland Dental, they're going to give you the examples of those practices that were successful in the first or second year. But not all of their practices are going to be successful right away. When you have a big business of 1,000+ practices, you can take the loss on a few of your practices not being profitable for a couple of years. When you are a dentist and you only own one single practice, you probably cannot go that long without making money unless you just are independently wealthy and have a huge amount of money saved up. Because Heartland Dental has so many practices, they're able to use some of the cash they're generating from some of the other offices to fund their underperforming offices while they work on building those businesses up. And that leads us to point number two. Heartland is able to spend an enormous amount of money on marketing. The thing that got me thinking about this was because recently I have been receiving just a ridiculous amount of advertising about this new Heartland office that's opened up close to my house. It seems like every week I'm getting something in the mail from them. I'm seeing things online. They're doing geographical targeting with their ads. They're doing billboards. They're doing all sorts of big signs and advertisements for this new office. I'm sure they're spending a huge amount of money on advertising. They're able to afford this because they have the cash flow from their other offices. Whereas a solo dentist, it might be hard to come up with enough money to do all that marketing. And if you're busy building up a practice, you might not have the time and energy to think of and work on all this marketing. Whereas they have a team that has all these marketing materials ready to go, and they can put this stuff in place so much easier than a new solo dentist can. And the third reason that Heartland is doing these de novo practices, and this is the reason that I want you to be very, very wary of. Heartland Dental has found that they have a supply of inexperienced dentists that are willing to take jobs at these new offices, even though they are working for a percentage of collections. So basically, if this office doesn't have very many patients, Heartland doesn't have to pay the dentist very much because the dentist is being paid a percentage of their collections. If you're going to be paid a percentage of your collections, then you want to make sure that you're at an office that is going to be extremely busy. Now, of course, Heartland Dental is going to tell you, well, you are going to be super busy at this office. We're going to have 100, 150 new patients coming to see you at this office. It's going to be a great opportunity. Yeah, but the problem is a lot of these patients that they're getting in, these 150 patients, they're getting them in because they sent out these flyers in the mail. Oh, you can come in for a free exam, a $10, $5 exam, these discounted exams that you as a dentist are going to be doing. So guess what? If Heartland Dental gives a $5 discounted exam, guess what? You're going to get 30% of that $5 exam. That's not something that I'd want to do. And when you compound on top of that, that when you see new patients, there's going to be a substantially higher number of those patients that are just going to be difficult patients to work with. Existing patients at practices are almost always better to work with on average than new patients. I'm not saying that every new patient is a terrible person to work with. Some people are never going to be happy with service no matter who they're going to see as a dentist. So you get these people who they've gone to all the dentists in town and they're unhappy with everyone. And so this new office opens up, so they sign up because they just hop between these different dentists. You are going to get a huge number of those types of people if you're at a brand new office that's doing a ton of marketing. It's also worth noting that if you've ever worked at a practice where you've had patients that you have relationships with that trust you and that you've been seeing for years, when you treatment plan something, generally they're going to follow through with that treatment. But when you are at a new office seeing a new patient, there's a huge chance that you're going to treatment plan a whole lot of treatment that the patients are just not going to follow through with. Sometimes at existing offices, you can get case acceptance rates of 85% plus. Literally, at some offices, when dentists treatment plan something, they're surprised to find out that someone didn't follow through with the treatment. Whereas when you work at a DSO like Heartland or Aspen, especially a new one where there are a lot of new patients, it's going to be completely flipped. You might only have a 15% case acceptance rate. So you're actually going to be surprised when people follow through with treatment. You are going to be spending the vast majority of your time doing low-cost exams on patients that are much less likely than the average patient to actually follow through with the treatment. This is great for Heartland Dental, because you as a dentist are coming in and you are building up their business. You are going to be using your energy and resources to do all the brunt work to build up this practice for someone else. If you as a new dentist are willing to work for Heartland Dental at a reduced rate, they are going to be happy to have you. You're going to be able to walk right in and have a job. But guess what? It's not going to be a very good job. So ultimately, this brings us to the opportunity. Right now is an incredible time to become a practice owner, because the DSOs are less interested in buying practices, which means you are going to have less competition to buy practices right now than you likely will into the future. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 to 3 years, but I can say confidently right now, today, this year, and likely next year, and I don't know about after that, but DSOs are less interested in buying practices, which means you have a better chance of finding a practice in the area you want to live for a better price. There are more dentists today retiring than ever before looking for someone to buy their practice. The baby boomer generation is currently in retirement, and once they finish retiring, there are then going to be a much lower number of practices for sale. Now is the time to buy a dental practice. If you wait much longer, you might lose the opportunity and you might be stuck working for Heartland Dental.